Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting that more than 3.1 million more workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, a half million fewer than the previous week's total. More than 33 million United States workers have lost their jobs, though, over the past 7 weeks. Biggest increases in claims were in Washington, Georgia, and New York. There were sharp decreases, though, in California, Florida, and Connecticut. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is talking about the president's decision to keep the coronavirus task force in place.
Coronavirus task force is here to stay. They've done great work. I've witnessed it. I'm in the coronavirus task force meetings, and they've gotten our country through this.
President Trump has said he thought the task force would be winding down by now, but had no idea how popular it is and how much the public appreciates the daily briefings. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is urging the Trump administration to break economic dependence on China. The former South Carolina governor is saying China not only hoarded personal protection equipment before announcing the COVID-19 outbreak, but also is hoping to profit from its monopoly on the global economy.
I hate that it came to this for people to start taking notice of China. We started putting our heels on China's neck at the U.N. 2 years ago. We were basically stopping them from infiltrating what we saw them doing around the world.
In the U.S., over 90% of common pharmaceuticals, from antibiotics to even ibuprofen, are made in China. In Florida, over 1,000 people are under evacuation orders because of an out-of-control wildfire in the Panhandle. The five-mile swamp fires burned about 250 acres near Pensacola. It's nearly 40% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants guns banned from the state capitol grounds after armed protesters entered the Capitol building last week. They showed up with assault rifles to demonstrate against the state's coronavirus lockdown order. She says some state lawmakers are now wearing bulletproof vests after that incident. Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area were going to go on strike tomorrow, but now it's not going to happen. Staffers at dozens of facilities avoiding the work stoppage by reaching a tentative deal overnight with nursing home owners for a 2-year deal that provides them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. Hundreds of Denny's restaurants are getting federal loans from the Paycheck Protection Program, the program intended to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic, but it has exceptions for hotel and restaurant chains. In a filing this week, Denny's says over half of its roughly 1,600 franchises had received loans. The chain says it did not apply for loans directly, but encouraged individual franchise owners to do so if they needed to. Meanwhile, Papa John's says it's had its best monthly performance in its 35-year history last month. Officials say same-store sales surged by 27% in April. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live.
It's how we roll, and that is our mission objective. And thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We've got plenty of problems out there because everybody has an idea. But at some point, we have to come together and be unified. I maintain that one of the big problems that some of these governors have is because they decided to move out on their own. I get it. You don't particularly like Donald Trump about everything. But there's got to be some things, and especially when we're coming together over this natural disaster that we're dealing with right now. We say natural only because we're giving the Chinese the benefit of the doubt, but it's hard to give them benefit, too much benefit of the doubt, when the evidence is coming out every day that they're up to their PPEs and all this, if you know what I'm talking about. With us right now is the one and only Megan Barth. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and the co-chair of Red Wave America Pack. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well and safe as you are as we get through this and as we're realizing these models that have been thrust upon us. You know, when they come out of Europe and influence the WHO, which we ask who and what is the WHO, as you say so brilliantly, you know, it's like, why do we continue to give these people place and presence when everything heretofore that they've presented to us, including global warming, has fallen by the wayside and proven to be fallacious? But yet we'll let them live another day. And when there is a new projection model, we'll be scared out of our wits listening to them and seeing now that their models did not hold muster. Oh, yeah. Once again.
Right. The model is only as good as the data. Mm. Fauci had explained this in one of the earlier press conferences. If the data is not good data, then the model is not good. And so it looks like that a garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Right.
The Imperial study, which we were presented to as basically the end-all be-all of what we needed to know about the coronavirus, was absolutely false.
Mm-hmm.
It did not produce an amount of death or the lethality rate that we were all basically, told, and as a consequence put into this unconstitutional lockdown. You know, it wasn't the president who asked for a lockdown of our entire economy, or especially our states. He left it up to the governors, and wouldn't you know it, that most Democrat governors have completely taken advantage of the lockdown, ignored the science, and also the debunked study, ignored all of the bad data, and is using bad data in order to justify their attack on the freedoms and liberties of small business owners. I find it very strange, Bill, and perhaps I would think you do too, that it doesn't seem that you can get the coronavirus in a Target or a Walmart or a Lowe's or a Costco or those types of big box essential businesses. They must have some sort of immunity from you getting the virus.
Yes.
Because I don't understand how I can go to Walmart, a big box store, and buy a shirt, for example, but I can't go to a small little boutique that's run by my girlfriend down the street in my neighborhood and buy a T-shirt.
Yeah. No, it is absurd, this whole process, and the draconian measures have been brought out to the point that, you know, the AG himself has had to, you know, blow the whistle on them. But it's not stopping them, whether it's Mayor Lightfoot and her hypocrisy, because after all, she's a public figure and she has to get her hair done, right? But yet she's yelling at all the kids for violating. I mean, don't you love the hypocrisy of the left? It is just so blatant. And Whitmer, you know, you're not allowed to go and have any beautification done, but yet there's video or pictures of her. Looks like she's getting Botox.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have Governor Bill de Blasio that basically denied anybody the opportunity to move outside of their own block. And he hightails it with his wife across town to Brooklyn to take a walk.
And to go to his workout center, his favorite facility, because, you know, he needs to do this, you know, kind of like what he needs to, nobody else does.
Right. And Governor Cuomo of New York is basically saying that those who aren't going to wear a mask are obviously selfish and want to kill people. While he's telling us this, he's not wearing a mask, and he's sitting next to a few people who aren't wearing masks.
Right. And he also makes the brilliant move of having COVID-infested patients, and where does he send them? But to the epicenter of these nursing homes that are having problems. So we already know nursing homes are a vulnerable spot. So let's get COVID patients and load up the patients there, as opposed to the hospitals that needed ventilators, and not to mention the comfort ship that was there brought by the president. Let's not put them in those areas where they're away and they're better quarantined. No, let's put them in a nursing home so we infect the nursing homes all the more.
Well, that would be right in line with socialized medicine, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly. Well, but it's stupid. I mean, there's no, and this is the thing that's being exposed on this, and I hate that word. If my father heard me saying that word, he'd be slapping me against the head. He hated that word as well. He said, don't ever use that word. But you know, sometimes it's appropriate to use, because it is just flat out, it's not ignorant, it's stupidity, especially when you say we're following the models and we're following the science, and you ignore it for your own convenience or for some other reason, God only knows what. And even you got his brother, you know, Chris Cuomo, who is claiming all this, you know, higher thought and responsibility, that somehow he's quarantined in his basement. And when we know that, a week or two earlier, he was at the Hamptons hanging out, and he didn't like getting called on his stuff by some fat, tired, bicycle riding neighbor. And then we have to put up with this, you know, the ultimate of hypocrisy is like, oh, it's time for the mole to come out of his hole. And so they've got the cameras right there, like as if, we don't have to go to, Paul Manafort's house to capture any video there, or be tipped by the FBI to see if, we've got another, you know, Roger Stone arrest taking place. So let's take our cameras and we'll put them out at Chris Cuomo's house and watch him come out of confinement like he's never come out before, right? What a joke.
Yes. This whole entire COVID lockdown and the consequences and the actions is like the theater of the absurd.
Really?
And what we are watching is complete absurdity. Our governor here in Nevada, for example, had just tweeted out that we should be careful on congregating for Mother's Day, because over Easter they saw a spike in COVID cases. and that had to do with families gathering over Easter. How do you know that? How do you know that spike didn't come from people going to Costco or Walmart to get their Easter dinner for the family gathering?
Exactly. No, well, you see, they're using, this is the problem. You know, all guys in the science and opinion, but the fact of the matter is, as I spoke with a couple of experts the other day, what has happened is we've retarded the whole herd immunity natural process of our own biology by, you know, holding people in place and quarantining them. We've actually exacerbated the problem. We really haven't helped it. And at the end of the day, maybe if there's a proper analysis, we might find out the real truth. Stay with us. We've got more for Megan.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Package is started at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time.
That operative word, we, huh? We the people. That's we are the solution, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and even the President of the United States, with all due respect, look, at this comes down. We're a nation built on self-responsibility. And we know that there's going to be some knuckleheads out there, and that's partly what exacerbated the problem to this point. But we're starting to come out. And God bless, you know, Megan Barth, I tell you, God bless those people who are exercising their constitutional rights and going to the Capitol steps of these various states and opposing the governor's draconian measures, which AG Barr says, hey, look, at we're making note and we're sending people there to these local municipalities, these mayors, especially these governors with their draconian results. I mean, we saw what happened yesterday. I don't know if you saw this, where you had a salon owner who kept her business open, and the judge threw her in jail. Gave her a $7,000 fine, threw her in jail for a week. Even the governor of Texas said, whoa, this is out of line. And this is how crazy this has become. You know, across our country, we've got governors liberating felons for the sake of their protection, which is interesting. It's so ironic. We need to protect them, so we don't want them to get COVID-19. So we're going to release them out into the streets, free them up, and then meanwhile, we are going to arrest everyday citizens who just want to feed their children.
Yeah, and that judge used the old line that many of the Democrat lemmings are using against, like, the Karens of the world who are snitching on their neighbors.
Yes.
He wanted the salon owner to apologize for being selfish. Selfish is the new word. Selfish.
Yes.
Is the tag word, the tagline, in order to label somebody who simply wants to go to work and feed their children. You're selfish, according to the left.
Yeah.
And so this Democrat activist judge in Dallas County wanted her to apologize for being selfish, and she basically told him to go pound sand,
mm-hmm.
that she was not selfish for wanting to feed her children or helping her employees feed their children. And so she decided to sit for 7 days in jail and pay the $7,000 fine and not eat, not a meal,
mm-hmm.
Before the tyrannical judge. Now, what's interesting about this judge is that he is up for re-election in 2020. And we have to understand as Americans that tyranny does not begin in Washington, D.C. Tyranny does not begin in your state capital. Tyranny begins in your own backyard.
Exactly.
And that is why local elections are so critically important. I call them down-ballot elections. Your sheriff, your judge, your DA, your school board, your county clerk who counts the ballots in elections are all elected nonpartisan officials. But after they get elected, you can see exactly what side they are on. And even before they are elected, you can find out if they're really political leftist activists, because you can follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the groups that support them.
Exactly.
You can see where they hang out. You can see who pays them, et cetera. So it is up to us to get involved by being educated voters and doing some research and understanding who these people are that are running for nonpartisan offices. Because in many of these states that have been issued mandates are not enforceable. Mandates are not legal doctrine. These unconstitutional mandates are sometimes being upheld by the sheriff. The sheriff's primary duty is to protect the Constitution.
Exactly.
And if there is an unconstitutional mandate, then he has a duty to ignore it and be your guardian against it.
Well, unfortunately, there is also the opposite is true, where you have sheriffs who are saying they are not going to go along with these mandates because they are in conflict, exactly as you said, to our constitutional rights. And so the other news, too, I don't know if you heard, but the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, actually paid her fine.
Yes, he paid her fine, and then he offered to take her 7 days for her use and be under house arrest for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk is cheap.
Yes.
Talk is very cheap, and I'm quite tired of elected officials simply talking and not doing. And what they could have done immediately is issued her a pardon and let her out.
Exactly.
I'm glad he paid her fine. But to my knowledge, as of today, she is still sitting in jail because there has been no action.
And meanwhile, the governor has lifted the restrictions on beauty salons.
Correct.
So what is she? What is she? She's being held. And I mean, I'm telling you, just as you said, this judge has exposed himself big time. And it's very difficult. You know, you do have to do some homework to vet these judges. And as you said, rightfully so, is that you follow the money. They will avoid answering these basic questions like, what do you support? You know, do you support abortion? Do you support Roe v. Wade? They're not going to answer those obvious questions. And my good friend in Southern California, Craig Huey with electionforum.org, does an incredible job in vetting all the candidates, judges as best he can and everything. And he and I have had repeated conversations on this. But your specific recommendation to follow the money with these judges is an excellent key for all of us to use in our various areas, because we do not have Election Forum. We don't have, I think the Heritage Foundation does a great job, too, in the upline ballots, in the major candidates and that. But in propositions and that at a local level, they do not cover it. But that's for us, as you say, you know, politics, what it comes down to, it is local. And that's where all this emanates from. And if we, the people, do not take a stand on a local level and we just turn ahead and shrug, well, then, you know, quit complaining when you're thrown into jail because you have some draconian judge or mayor, you know, putting the screws on you.
Yeah, and it's judges, it's DAs, it's mayors, mm-hmm. it's sheriffs, and it is also county clerks who are responsible for counting ballots. And really have a lot of power when it comes over to how elections are handled. For example, in this era of COVID, we have county clerks and not legislators basically making election law by doing mail-in ballots and things like that. So you can always follow the money in all of these down-ballot races. And if the money really isn't there, you can simply see who's endorsing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes these candidates list their endorsements. So if you have a radical left-wing group that's endorsing a judge or a sheriff, then make sure you don't vote for that judge or your sheriff, because then you will live under tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, we got a couple of minutes left, and I did want to address the latest Flynn documents. Boy, I'll tell you, the FBI, you talk about exposure. I don't know. I only pray that the powers to be have the intestinal fortitude and what it's going to take in order to really let the hammer fall on the heads of these treasonous perpetrators.
Well, exactly. And what we are seeing now is that General Flynn was framed. The left framed a general, destroyed his life, threatened his family, forced him to sell his family home, amassed $6 million in legal fees, and they did so because they hated him so much that he supported President Trump, and he was a threat. He was a threat to the sedition and the treason led by Barack Obama, James Comey, and other compromised agents in the FBI. General Flynn was a direct threat to their power.
Well, they're saying that this move to discredit him was that insurance plan that Comey made reference to in, as he said, Jim's office when he wrote that that text to his girlfriend, Lisa
Page.
Right.
Yeah, it was Operation Razor, I believe mm-hmm. it was called. It is part of Operation Hurricane.
Hurricane, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
and this is how the left rolls. They will destroy you. They will malign you, and they will do everything they can to eliminate you if you are a threat.
How does Barack Obama escape culpability here, Megan?
Oh, he hasn't yet, because this all went to the cops.
I don't know how it doesn't. This is the thing. So is America ready to handle the truth of their chosen one, who they say is the best president that we ever had in our nation's history? Are they ready to deal with the truth of the matter and his complicity in this whole situation and this collusion, real collusion that took place?
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we're on a mission to discover the truth and to pursue it by all means possible. No 8-second sound bites here. We're fortunate to have experts to come on the show and break it down for us, like our next guest, who is an American Enterprise Institute scholar. And also, he is a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. We're talking Tim Carney right now. Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the Kavanaugh-Biden allegations. I mean, it is a clear contrast of what happens when the left goes after a conservative versus when the left goes after their own.
I think that's exactly right. And we should start by saying that we don't know what happened here. We don't know if the stories Tara Reid is telling are what happened. We don't know if something in between happened. We don't know. We have no idea. So it's something of a he said, she said story. So what you do is, and this is not a trial court, so nobody has to prove anything beyond a reasonable doubt, but you try to find corroborating evidence and you withhold judgment.
Yes.
That is not what the national news media or the Democratic Party did when Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexually assaulting Christine Blasey Ford back in high school.
Exactly.
And so just because they mistreated Kavanaugh doesn't mean people should mistreat Biden, but it's a good educational moment to see how standards change depending on the politics at stake.
Well, what is in the culture right now is brought to you by the Democratic Party. We have this. We're dealing with this right now because of what the Democrats did to Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, those are the facts. I mean, this is that missile, that torpedo that was sent off, you know, like in what was it, Red October? You know, that that submarine movie. And you know, the guy says, "Well, you idiot, you just blew us up." And this is what the Democrats have done. They've sent out a missile that missed the target, and it's come back on them. But and I agree with you, Tim, that this is the opportunity for us to draw from this, you know, some civil responsibility and reason out of all this. I mean, the Democrats turned the idea of due process on its head. And now somehow they want to right the ship and say, well, wait a minute, where's the due process? But when you look at the comparative, you know, corroborations, there is, you know, some questions about the deviation of story. The core of it seems to be consistent, you know, and, you know, in response to what the Democrats said, that all women should be heard. They took it a step further and said all women should be heard and believed. You know,
right.
So without argument. So this is the, you know, this is that missile that they sent out, because now it's all women, you know, should be heard and believed only if they're targeting, you know, the right ship. If they're targeting the right person, in this case, Brett Kavanaugh, we got to believe her unquestionably. There's no question about it. But if it happens to be their presumptive vice presidential nominee, well, then no, we can't believe her.
And think about the damage that that does to women who are victims.
Oh, without a doubt.
Assault.
Oh, the hashtag MeToo movement is so compromised right now. It's sad. It's sad. And maybe it needs to be adjudicated in a sense, you know, in the court of public opinion about how we respond to this, because we've had too many stories, Tim, as you know, where young men in college campuses, and this was really put on another level under the Obama regime, because, you know, you talk about being put on its head. It was, you know, these young men in college campuses were, you know, proven, you know, I mean, they weren't even proven. They were just accused, guilty, that's it, end of story, you're out of school. And meanwhile, you've got some gal dragging a mattress around, and you find out eventually, you get to the truth that what it was, you know, he said it was over, and she didn't want it to be over, and so she made a spectacle out of it. And because everybody is so sensitive,
that
right?
Is really unfortunate. If we care about culture, and we care about you know, virtue, and we care about our young men and women and what sort of world they're growing up in, I think there's a lot to learn from the Me Too movement. One of the interesting things was a lot of people, I would follow authors on the left who said, well, we used to just say that the only thing that mattered at all in a sexual relationship was consent. But now we realize that it's more complicated than that, because women can be under the influence of alcohol, or they could be pressured into doing something, or they might not feel comfortable, or there might be a disparity in power. And all of a sudden, I, as a conservative Catholic guy, am thinking, wait a second, maybe what we should do is build certain societal structures, and only inside those structures do we say that having sex is a good idea. In other words, maybe we should reserve it for monogamous marriage.
Yeah, imagine that. What a novel concept. Yeah.
Saw the simple idea of consent get chipped away at, and that was a good move by the Me Too movement. But then when it becomes clear, no, this was a means to punish people whose politics we don't like, then all of a sudden you lose any gains you may have had from Me Too, and you make things far worse than they were before.
Well, and the thing that I'm still boiled about is with the Dr. Ford expose. I mean, for all that she did and, you know, all the excitement that was created, what was solved after this? You know, Brett Kavanaugh gets bruised up. And we find out later from her attorneys that was their objective. I mean, the worst takeaway. It's kind of like dealing with this situation with the Admiral or General Flynn issue. You know, they had three objectives, and they wanted to get him out of the way. But if nothing else, they were going to get him fired. Well, in this case, there was objectives for Brett Kavanaugh. If they couldn't disqualify him and get him canceled and get him to resign, then they wanted to at least bruise him up like they did with Clarence Thomas.
That's exactly right. And to make good people afraid to step into the public spotlight. Yeah. Some of these cases, it's somebody makes a bad mistake and it gets blown out of proportion. In this case, there's no evidence of him making a mistake at all.
Exactly. But she's scot-free. She comes in, turns everything upside down with impunity, supported by, you know, officers of the court, by her attorneys, and backing up this whole, you know, what came out to be a charade. And sadly, again, the damage it does to the Me Too movement and women who have a legitimate complaint is compromised at the expense of this charade, and she gets off scot-free to live another day and to leave us vulnerable for the next supposed sexual violation.
And I think that it's important to move away, though, from a very simplistic understanding of these debates. If you remember and my colleague Tiana Lowe at the Washington Examiner wrote a good piece on this, where during the Kavanaugh thing, you know, I was sort of unconvinced throughout the whole thing. And by the very end, I just said, there's absolutely no way you can conclude that this happened. But throughout the whole process, as we gathered more evidence, before we heard from him, before we heard from her and her family, I was saying we have to keep open the possibility this was one way or the other.
Right.
And people who just absolutely believe that he did it said, so you're suggesting she's a liar.
Yes.
And to have that be the thing, to say once you start with believe all women, then that sets up or call the woman a liar. But life is really complicated, Bill, and we can't explain every circumstance. And if we don't know what happened to her, we don't know what happened in a might or might not have happened to her in her teenage years that clearly had an effect on her. And so I'm not going to come up with some alternative explanation for why she did what she did. I'm just going to say it could be a lie. It could be some other story. Life is complicated. I don't know what she's been through. And so no Democrat has been asked, Nancy Pelosi hasn't been asked, so why are you saying Tara Reid is a liar?
Exactly.
Are all women liars? That's an unfair question. It was asked of Kavanaugh's defenders. It isn't asked of Biden's defenders. I hope we can just shelve that question and get rid of it right now.
Well, to your point, Tim, this is so complex that in the court of public opinion, this is not the appropriate place to adjudicate this issue. It wasn't an appropriate place for Kavanaugh. It is not an appropriate place for Tara Reid, because the media knows so little, and there are professionals who have the ability to really break this down and delve into it. If it's subpoenaing his records, more information, they have the authority to do it. We can get down to the truth. But to sit there and, chew on this in the court of public opinion, I believe, is very dangerous.
Lows. The question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is sponsored by the American Association of Endodontists, AAE. During the coronavirus pandemic, 84% of endodontists' offices remain open for treating patients with dental emergencies. By addressing a large percentage of all emergency dental care services during this pandemic, endodontists are adept at current infectious control protocols. Dr. Alan H. Gluskin, president of the AAE.
If you have severe tooth pain or a dental infection-related fever, contact your local endodontist immediately rather than going to the hospital emergency room for urgent care. Also remember, good oral health practices are tied to overall health, including fighting infection. Wash your hands before and after brushing and flossing, and keep your toothbrush clean by rinsing it with water after brushing.
For more information, please visit www.findmyendodontist.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, going to the lobby. Well, it might be a couple more weeks before we do. I know some states are doing it now. Steve Evans, the movie guy's next.
Martinez, live.
Yes, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, and where the people there are trying to keep their heads about them in the midst of, this COVID-19, Steve-O. It's insane. I think that we've pretty much taken the people to the edge of their sanity.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yes.
Right there, hanging on the wall, that big widescreen of yours can take you away from all of this.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for online streaming and the things that, some of these studios are doing on our behalf because, what do you think, Steve? What do you project in terms of being able to get back into the movie houses and, being able to smell, movie house popcorn again?
Well, I think we're going to do what we can in the time between now and a vaccine. I think that's how we have to look at this. We're going to be having some theaters open. I'm not sure how that's going to go. I mean, you're going to have to be socially distanced. You're going to have to be wearing a mask. I'm not sure how many. You can't pack them in like you used to, right?
No.
But
no.
The thing that is kind of interesting is I was reading about, this independent chain of drive-ins down in Texas.
I love this. This is a great idea, bringing drive-ins back into the fray again. I think
big
great
time.
Idea.
I mean, socially, you're there with your quarantine partners in the car. Everything's safe, and you're able to watch the latest releases. And I just read about this morning when I was taking a look at a movie called Valley Girl, which is being released.
Oh, yeah.
It's a musical remake of the old Valley Girl back in 1983. We'll talk about it in a moment. But it is getting a theatrical release from what I've been told in some of these drive-ins around the country. So that could be the brand-new thing, drive-in movies. Who knew, huh?
Hey, why not? I mean, we'll bring back Grease. We'll have fun again.
Yes.
All kinds of good fun that's waiting for us. But see, this is the thing that's happening. The ordeal is the opportunity that's starting, to come about. Because no matter what, we realize, you and I have lived long enough to where we know that if something goes left, there's something on the right, and you can find opportunities in the midst of all this stuff. And we'll work through it. We'll be okay. And who knows, this time next year, we're going to sit there and go, who would have thunk, right?
Yeah, well, it's an experience none of us will forget anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But speaking of opportunity, they certainly tapped into something with Extraction. Have you heard about Extraction? This is the Chris Hemsworth movie we were talking about last week. Mm-hmm. It is breaking a Netflix record, right?
Yes.
They
yes.
think that about 90 million households are going to be streaming this over the next month. It stars Chris Hemsworth. We talked about it. It's not a real intricate plot, but it certainly is blowing the doors off on Netflix. And this is the sort of thing I think we're going to see because people now are used to streaming and they're
exactly.
looking for any sort of new sort of product out there that they can get their hands on.
Well, and something like this, they're instantly in the black. I mean, the movie only cost them about $65 million, and the way they're doing this is not like they're spending a ton of flipping. That's the other thing, too. They're not spending, you know, on regular TV and networks the kind of money that they would normally spend for a new release, right?
Right, and, you know, that front page on Netflix is gold.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get on the front page when you go in and watch, you know, tune to Netflix and bring up your account. What you see right then is, that's prime time real estate.
Exactly.
And that's where this thing has been. And, you know, the same thing with Bird Box, if you remember that Sandra Bullock movie,
right.
which is the current record holder. Same thing. I forget what holiday that was, but for whatever reason, I think it was over the Christmas holidays, that was kind of the only thing out there, and it was on that front page, and it just blew the doors off. So you're right. You know, their marketing costs have been cut significantly. And that's what we're seeing these days. So
exactly.
It's out there in case you haven't had a chance to see it. Extraction on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Another Netflix movie called Marriage Story. Remember that? Which
mm-hmm.
came
yes.
out last year.
Uh-huh.
It is out this weekend, and 71% are recommending this one. It's a terrific story, and it was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, and Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress for her portrayal of a marriage counselor in this movie called Marriage Story. In case you have forgotten, this stars Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. They star as a couple who love each other, but nonetheless have come to the unfortunate realization that their desired futures are too incompatible to support their relationship. Maybe a lot of couples going through this during the pandemic.
Right.
But in
well,
case, the, yeah. what?
No, I was just going to say this was projected that there would be more, domestic abuse. It'd be on the rise because people are together and, and also people waking up going, it's one thing, us being apart, but, you know, having to be together in these last 6-8 weeks, I realize I don't like you.
It can be, it can be tricky with a relationship
yeah.
when you're with some person 24 hours a day. Thankfully, my wife Kathy and I have been able to weather the storm. We just stay out of each other's way.
Yeah, this isn't your first rodeo. You've been on that horse before, so you know how it goes. You know how to ride it out. Exactly.
We were just talking the other night. We were kind of proud of ourselves for not getting through this. And as her brother was telling me the other day, which the first thing you need to do is hide the knives. You hide the knives, and then it makes things a little better. But anyway,
exactly.
Mary Story's out there, 71% recommending. It's a great film. You might want to check that out this weekend with a terrific cast. I mentioned Laura Dern, but also Alan Alda is in this as well as Ray Liotta. So check it out on Netflix. And then, speaking about back in the day, we have a movie called No Direction Home. Remember this one? It came out way back in 2005, directed by Martin Scorsese. If you are a Bob Dylan fan, which I happen to be, this chronicles his career and his songwriting during the tumultuous years between 1961 and 66. And as I recall, those years were quite tumultuous.
Yes.
Dylan was allowing Scorsese to have access to all this footage, which has never been seen before, made public, including a number of live performances and footage of Dylan in the recording studio creating some of his landmark albums from the period. So,
it was an interesting time musically. I mean, here you got the British invasion going on, the Beatles, the Stones, rock and roll is coming on strong. We'd already gone through the era of Trini Lopez and Hootenanny music. Remember, huh? Lemon Tree, everything, all that good stuff. And and let's throw in the Vietnam War in the middle of it. And Dylan, to his credit, didn't stay. He did start experimenting because I remember the outrage when he went electronic. Remember?
I do, and I saw that concert. Not the concert, but I saw a concert that was part of that tour where we'd come out, he'd do the first half acoustical, and yes. then he'd bring the band out, and they would do all of the electric hits, which was, as you say, quite controversial, because a lot of the folk singers thought, man, this guy's sold out.
And, of course, then not too long after that, he releases Nashville Skyline, and you get a country feel of Bob Dylan.
The ever-elusive Bob
yes.
Dylan.
Wow.
If you can check it all out, it's out there this weekend, No Direction Home. And then a movie I've been hearing about for a long time and I really want to watch this weekend. It is really interesting. It's on Hulu, Apple TV. It's called Sorry to Bother You.
Mm.
93% are recommending this one. And this stars Lakeith Stanfield as Cassius Green. He's desperate for money, trying to get a job. He gets a job as a telemarketer by lying about his previous work experience. And as Cassius, who's African-American, struggles on the job, an older coworker, played by Danny Glover, suggests that he use his white voice. So the white voice empowers this Cassius, who is suddenly racking up sales and climbing up the corporate ladder. However, as he ascends, he begins to lose his soul and his grip on reality. And as his friends and coworkers organize a protest of corporate oppression, Cassius falls under the spell of his company's cocaine-snorting CEO, played by Arnie Hammer, who offers him a salary beyond his wildest dreams. Sorry to Bother You. People have seen this movie, say it's terrific. You might want to check it out this weekend. 93% recommending. And then let's go back in time, shall we?
Yes.
One of the funniest movies, I think, of all time, Blazing Saddles. Now, this was made in a time when we were not quite as, well, I was just socially conscious and sensitive. And of course,
this was before political correctness. Let's
yes, and it, the whole thing is written and directed by Mel Brooks, who is, you know, anything but politically correct. So it's vulgar, it is crude, and occasionally scandalous in its racial humor. But this is a spoof of Westerns, co-written by Richard Pryor, by the way, and featuring Cleavon Little as the first black sheriff of a stunned town scheduled for demolition by an encroaching railroad baron. Now, the one
See, this is what we love about Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks, he loved to bring in the wrecking ball and throw it right in the middle of town and just bust these things up. I mean, I could only imagine if we unleashed Mel Brooks right now in the midst of all this stress and uptightness, you know, what kind of creativity he would come up with.
He's still out there, of course.
Yes, I know he's still out there, but he's probably protecting himself because I don't blame him. Like a lot of these comedians that have nothing to do, they want nothing to do with college campuses because they said they're just not funny. The people there aren't funny.
Classic scenes, and I'm sure you remember. Of course, there's the campfire scene. The campfire scene in this movie.
Right.
They call it the gaseous bean dinner scene.
Exactly.
And
yes.
then there's
the release of the blue flame. Yes.
And then there is Cleavon Little in this on this beautiful horse. He makes his entrance. He's got this great tan horse. He's looking like $1 million. This horse has Gucci saddlebags, and you hear Count Basie in the back. Remember that?
Yes.
Count Basie, this beautiful soundtrack. He's riding along, and all of a sudden you see Count Basie and his orchestra right there in the middle of the desert. It gives him a high five, and away he goes. I mean, there's so many great scenes in this, and a great cast, too. You got Cleavon, you got Gene Wilder, Harvey Korman, Madeline Kahn, Slim Pickens in this thing. So if you're looking for a laugh, Blazing Saddles, 89% recommending that one.
Mm-hmm. About 20 seconds left, Steve-O, so I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Well, we have a movie called Bad Education. A Star is Born is out there, the latest, and Yesterday, all streaming this weekend. So, man, check it out. There's a lot to see.
There's plenty there, and make up your own popcorn, and maybe soon we'll be smelling theater popcorn once again, and peace will return back to our zip codes. Thank you, Steve-O. Have a great one, buddy.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
want to give.